pre-charging the defibrillator with Michelle Lynn, Sam Gali, and Anand, charging the defibrillator before the rhythm check so you're ready to shock immediately upon recognizing a shockable rhythm. Did you like this one?
We love this one.
Are you kidding me?
Holy cow. You would.
You're like, how could something so simple not...
How did we not thought of this before?
It's like, that's just like nearly impossible that we haven't done this.
I know.
It's... I'm wondering if anybody else out there is doing this besides...
You should write us in if you are. Yeah, I agree with you. As they were doing this segment, I'm like, wait, that makes so much sense.
Oh, I'm planning on bringing this up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's so simple. So obvious.
But what I was telling Kathy is, depending on how your hospital runs codes, some of them are just one big cluster, and it happens. It happens to all of us, and I'm not saying anything bad. It does happen, but...
You mean where it happens.
Where...
defines how large of a cluster.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, if you guys are really in sync with whoever's charting, whoever's taking track of, you know, what meds are given at what time and how, you know, how long your cycle has been going for, this would really, really work. But I do agree that your whole team has to be on board with, you know, charging prior to it, because who knows, somebody might come in and just push the button inadvertently and
yeah, a little electrocution. Yeah, never hurt anyone, you know.
Then you'll have two codes going on.
We'll just light them up.
But yeah, I love this. This is such a great thing.
No, I think this is something that nursing can push, and I think it's something that should be implemented immediately. I can't imagine a downside
no harm,
to
right?
this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saves time.
And I think even if you're mismatched on your code, as long as in 30 seconds you're going to be doing
that
pulse
true.
Check,
yeah,
30 seconds. Here's your thing. Charge, stop. Rather than the on, off, mm-hmm. that even the best codes, that's what happens.
Yeah, because it takes 15 seconds to ring, right? Charge it up and get it going and hold the pole and hold the CPR and then, you know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's a major time saver.